dictation for Elzada, E-L-Z-A-D-A, Eriksen, E-R-I-C-K-S-E-N, October 2832. Addresses a letter to Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, Preston, P-R-E-S-T-O-N-N-P, 583-1914. Dear Nikki, consultation for Mrs. Eriksen with chronic kidney disease comes accompanied with a granddaughter. She is aware of kidney problems for a long period of time. Remember going to a dialysis class 15, 20 years ago. She has done changes on her diet as a way to control her diabetes with the last A1C 7.4. She denies any nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, abdominal pain. There is some constipation, but she takes two prunes in a daily basis. Complains of some frequency, incontinence, minor nocturia in relation to diuretics, denies infection, cloudiness, or blood. Has underlying heart problems, reason for diuretics, presently minimal edema, denies numbness, tingling, burning on the feet, no claudication symptoms of discolor of the toes, no ulcers. She does have hand neuropathy, she denies any recent fall. Occasionally lightheadedness on standing, chronic dyspnea mostly on activity, not at rest, denies the use of oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine, no orthopnea PND, no purulent material hemoptysis, denies any skin rash or bruises, bleeding, nose, gums, headaches, other review system is negative. Next paragraph, her past medical history for coronary artery disease with prior stents. As well as eventually a mitral valve clip for severe mitral stenosis and CHF. Diabetes. She's not aware of severe peripheral neuropathy on the feet. She denies any retinopathy or bleeding. She denies heart attack. There is a history of right-sided hydronephrosis, stone, and sounds like sepsis. Another episode of pancreatitis. She denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, she denies TIS stroke seizures, she denies chronic liver disease. There has been prior gout. Next paragraph, procedures include bilateral lens implant, mitral valve click, two coronary artery stents, a right knee scope. Next paragraph, report side effects to Keflex, she blames this to pancreatitis, and colchicine. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, sister was on dialysis few years back and passed away. Doesn't know the reason. Father did die of kidney disease, but at that time there was no dialysis available. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam. Weight 154, 61 inches tall. Blood pressure 128/64 on the right, 138/60 on the left. Elderly lady, very pleasant, hard of hearing. Normal eye movements, bilateral lens implant, no facial asymmetry, no expressive aphasia dysarthria, no respiratory distress, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroid. No gross JVD, carotid bruits, no palpable lymph nodes, lungs are clear, no consolidation, no pleural effusion, no RAL, no wheezes, appears regular, no pericardial wrap, no gross abdominal distension, ascites, tenderness, or masses, no major peripheral edema, over non-focal deficit besides decreased hearing. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries are from August 16. There was anemia around 12 with abnormal white blood cell platelets, low sodium 135, potassium elevated 5.1, normal acid base, creatinine 2.04, representing a GFR of 23. And this is a drop from baseline GFR 36 to 38. Normal calcium, phosphorus, and albumin. PTH not elevated. Urine shows no blood, no protein, no bacteria, 2 to 3 white blood cells. Prior albumin creatinine ratio, minimal elevated at 41. Prior thyroid study is normal. A1C has been between 7.4 and 8.1. Next paragraph. The most recent echo shows preserved ejection fraction at 59%. This is from June 2023. At that time, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction, mild enlargement of atria, the presence of the mitral valve clip with moderate mitral regurgitation, also tricuspid regurgitation, normal pulmonary pressures, a post-procedure atrial shunt, next paragraph. A prior CT scan, abdomen and pelvis, this is from 21. At that time there was CHF with pleural effusion. No pulmonary emboli. An abdominal ultrasound, right upper quadrant, kidney on the right side at a small 8.2 without obstruction or stones. Liver was normal. Next paragraph. I reviewed prior admissions to the hospital. The episode of kidney stone obstruction and sepsis on November 2020. the CHF and elevated troponins on November 2021. The acute pancreatitis without anatomical abnormalities, also November 2021, a different admission. And the procedure for mitral valve click on June 22. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease, apparently small kidneys without obstruction. Although this is a few years back, we are going to update a kidney ultrasound and post-void bladder. Last urine analysis, do not show activity, blood protein or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. She has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. She has heart abnormalities as indicated above, and I wonder if she is presently overtreated. I did not change present medications. She remains on lisinopril diuretics. I believe, however, that she might have room to decrease the Lasix from 40 milligrams probably to 20. She is not on any nephrotoxic agents by itself. We need to monitor potassium. She is on eplerenone, E-P-L-E-R-E-N-O-N-E, as well as the renal failure diet and the prunes that she takes for constipation. There is anemia, but at this moment does not require a specific treatment. For anemia, we're going to update on iron studies. For completeness, monoclonal protein. No evidence of phosphorus or PTH abnormalities. Given the exposure to a number of medications, a urine sample will be sent for eosinophils, although there has been no skin rash and no peripheral eosinophilia. I'm asking her to decrease her over-the-counter potassium pills that she takes two a day to only one. All issues were answered at length with the patient and the granddaughter. Further advice to follow end of dictation,